We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey now, Semper Fi. Welcome into this Friday edition of Sports Talk. Tim Zimmer at Master Control. I'm Christian Garrick. Oh boy, I wonder what we're going to talk about today. First, Bobby Hebert at 420, stop by. Ollie Cosell, editor-in-chief, thebirdwrites.com, at Ollie Cosell on Twitter. We hand things off to the LSU Sports Radio Network for LSU baseball in their season opener against ULM tonight. You'll hear from Saints tight end Ben Watson, along with Seth Dunlap on the last lap on this Anthony Davis saga that took an ugly turn for the worse last night when he flat-out walked out on his teammates after what he saw or what suffered after he suffered a shoulder injury towards the end of the first half and a win over the Oklahoma City Thunder, mind you, last night in the first half. Third quarter rolls around. Anthony Davis leaves the Smoothie King Center, leaves his teammates, leaves the fan base that for the better part of seven seasons loved him, cherished him, defended him, protected him, because he's being advised by Rich Paul, who is the agent of LeBron James as well, and his business partner. And originally, I was okay. I stood up there on January 28th when Anthony Davis said, "I want out of New Orleans." I was like, don't blame you, pal. You know, they've had a while to build around you. Haven't been able to do that. They fired general manager Dell Demps today. I'll get to that in a few moments. But Anthony Davis is now indefensible. His actions are poor. One of a baby. One of an infant, to a degree. A toddler. To behave like that, to just walk out on the city, on your team, on your franchise, is inexcusable. The Pelicans cannot play him at all for the rest of the year. I don't care how bad the shoulder injury is. It's a contusion, for goodness sakes. And, you know, I used to defend AD for his reckless abandon. That's why he is often injured. Can't do that anymore. Because, hey, it looked clear last night that that wasn't that violent of a foul. Or no, there was no foul on. There was not even a violent play. I used to defend him on that all the time. Can't do that anymore either. This saga, this brow saga, has turned into, I mean, you might as well be watching a midday soap opera. That's what it's turned into. It led to Alvin Gentry calling the issue a dumpster fire last night. And I empathize with Alvin Gentry to a degree. He's smack dab in the middle of this, and until today, the organization had not said anything about the direction of this organization. We'll get to that in a few moments. But who's the bad guy here? Who's the good guy? It's clearly Anthony Davis, for me, is the bad guy. It's one thing to sit up there and say, I just want to play basketball. You know, and then you try to demand, I don't want to go to the Celtics, I want to go to the Lakers. And hats off to the Pelicans for not being bullied by Rich Paul and Anthony Davis, who thought they could manipulate their way for Anthony Davis to end up in L.A. with LeBron. Which leads me to another point. Magic Johnson's not the general manager of the L.A. Lakers. The general manager of the L.A. Lakers wears high tops. His name's LeBron James. So hats off to the Pelicans for standing fast on that, standing their ground on that. They didn't allow Rich Paul to dictate the terms as to when this trade was going to happen and what it looked like. But don't sit up there, Anthony Davis, and say, "Oh, I just want to play ball," and then quit on your teammates. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't say, I just want to play ball. But then you go out there on the home court in the Smoothie King Center against the Oklahoma City Thunder and suffer a contusion and walk out of the arena. I mean, if he had any class whatsoever, he would have said, okay, even if it's not a legit injury, even if it's an injury that he could have come back from and played in, but just didn't want to, I'm even kind of okay with that. But don't leave the arena. Go back and sit on a bench with your teammates. At least show them some support, who showed you support when you demanded and asked for a trade. You put them on on notice. You put them out there in the media having to answer questions about you, and you can't even suffer a minor injury and go support your teammates that you currently are a part of this team? Man, that's weak. That is weak, weak, weak. Our Blue Runner Foods opinion poll online for you at WWL.com. If you were the Pelicans, would you sit AD for the remainder of the season or play him when he's healthy? To me, you cannot allow that guy to ever even come close to touching another New Orleans Pelicans uniform. You just can't. Take away his sneakers. Take away the jersey. There's no way. I mean, you heard after last night, Gail Benson, the owner, was furious about that. I think that's why you saw the shoe drop today and firing general manager Dell Demps. Call me at 504-260-1870. What do you make of this whole Anthony Davis saga? Who's the good guy? Who's the bad guy? The good guy, actually good gal, finally we heard from the ownership at the top, from the Pelicans, they're done. They've had enough. They are moving on from Dell Demps and trying to overhaul that basketball operations. They're the good guy. They at least stood by what they said they were going to do. They're not going to succumb to the pressure of Rich Paul and Anthony Davis demanding, kicking their feet, kicking and screaming. They want to be traded to the Lakers. The Lakers didn't come up with a good enough offer. And when is the NBA ever going to at all at least acknowledge the possibility of tampering from Rich Paul? There's a clear conflict. He's LeBron James's agent, of course. And oh, by the way, he was hired by Anthony Davis in September. The writing was on the wall in this one. Nobody thought that AD would really pass up on, what, $30 million for the Supermax deal that the Pelicans could offer him. Anthony Davis, once revered, he's now the he is persona non grata amongst the fans. I want to hear from you at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. This is Sports Talk, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, up next here on WWL. Great text here at 870-870. AD is being run like a puppet by LeBron and the agent. Huh. Well done. Let's see. Christian, just to let you know, I think Alvin Gentry's time is very limited as well. I'll give you my thoughts on that in a few moments, but I think you're on to something. Ken in New Orleans, what's going on, Ken? You're on WWL.
Hey, how you doing? Man, it's been exciting, hasn't it been?
What's that? Say that again.
Really? It's been exciting.
It's been frustrating.
Last couple of weeks.
It's been frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay, I can look at this two ways. Number one and foremost, I'm glad he's gone. But, you know, you have
Who's
to
he?
Wonder, AD.
He's not gone yet. Wonder, he's not gone yet, Ken.
Well, he should be gone. And the number one reason why he should be gone is because he walked off the job.
He turned his back on the city.
Well, he walked off the job.
Right.
Forget to turn it back on the city. He walked off the job. But was it a plan that he had with the organization because they failed to be able to handle the situation? Or did his agent tell him, look, AD, this is foolish. Why don't you do something to get yourself suspended and walk off the job?
I was talking about that possibility the other day, Ken, that now they pushed the ball to his court and said, hey, now you make the move because we didn't trade you. Sit tight, Ken. I'm going to bring you back in. We welcome in now the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. And Bobby, I'm sure you've watched this drama, this saga unfold with it culminating today in the firing of general manager Dell Demps. But last night when AD walked out of the Smoothie King Center as a competitor, as an athlete, man, there's no way he could see the court again. His teammates don't have any respect for him when he walks out in the middle of a game with a contusion, which is nothing more than a bruise, Bobby.
Yeah, the bottom line is just you're acting like a spoiled brat. You're playing a team sport. It's not like, you're frustrated. Let's say you're in a tennis match one-on-one and you get so frustrated that you just walk off. No, you're playing a team sport. You have to have your teammates back. Listen, AD's days are over. It's over. We're just going to go forward. He should not even see the court again. And how can he not get suspended after pulling off something like just leave without even associating anyone with the Pelicans as far as, the administration? I heard Ms. Gail Benson was livid about it, totally, upset. And the bottom line is AD is over. We just got to go forward, and hopefully whoever the new general manager makes the right trade because the right deal, because this is going to be key going forward, I think, not only short-term but long-term in New Orleans.
Biggest adversity and decision that Gale Benson has had to date as the owner of the Pelicans and the New Orleans Saints. Bobby Hebert, the Cajun Cannon here on Sports Talk. Bobby, if you read the statement issued by the New Orleans Pelicans, they said they believe in Alvin Gentry. The players are responding, but it kind of said it looked like a vote of confidence. And then you look at it and read, the test is going to come after the All-Star break. Is it me? Am I reading this wrong? But it looks like they're kind of laying the groundwork for, we're probably going to move on from Alvin Gentry at the end of the season as well. And because when you get a new GM in here, the only way he's coming here, obviously you get the idea that you're going to be the one to make the trade of AD, but also wouldn't you want to pick your own coach?
Yeah, the only way Coach Gentry would be here long-term if the new general manager wants him. So then he's got to trust his decision. That's why, he's in between a rock and a hard place, trying to keep the players motivated. Look, you just beat Oklahoma City right before the All-Star break. But when you look at the position he's in, he's going to be a professional. He's going to coach him up. And it's kind of, you want the team to be competitive, but it'd really be in the Pelicans' best interest if they wouldn't win. But obviously that's going to reflect on him. But I'd be surprised if he's with the Pelicans in the future. But again, let the new general manager make that decision and pick the coach that he wants.
Bobby, when you look at this whole saga in general, it's pretty clear, right, that AD's the bad guy here, and the Pelicans kind of just stepped up finally and said enough is enough.
Well, AD is the bad guy, but I don't think he wants to be the bad guy. I just think he had bad leadership as far as his agent. LeBron's camp, they didn't play their cards right. That's just so frustrating because a lot of times you really feel like that Anthony Davis is really just doing what people are telling him around him. So you can get bad advice, and it's a shame because he had a great situation going in New Orleans, and AD is, I think he wants people to like him, but it's so frustrating right now the way it's ending in New Orleans that obviously that's not the case, and that's why you can't have him on the bench. He'd be a distraction not only to the team, but, we got to see what a lot of these young players can do going forward, getting them in games, and just like Coach Jenny's going to challenge, just be a pro. Hey, you're getting paid to play. Go out there and show us what you could do. But AD's burned too many bridges now in New Orleans, and even when he comes back with an opponent, I'm sure they will give him the business and definitely be booing him considering the circumstance.
Bobby, college baseball is here. LSU opens tonight against ULM. A lot of excitement around this team considering they're picked at number one or number two, depending on the poll that you trust and watch and look at the most. But a lot of excitement. And we learned yesterday about Eric Walker not being in the Sunday rotation, but still a very, very formidable LSU team this year.
Yeah, when you look at, how can you not trust, Paul Maneri right now and his decision, who he's going to be utilizing and with the pitching staff. And, it was somewhat surprising when you look at the rotation. And it's all about thinking long-term instead of short-term as far as the health of your top pitches. And that's why it didn't really surprise me when we had him on last night talking with him. And it was kind of like, that's the news. And he just met with the media and talking about the rotation. But, he's looking at the big picture. And even, top to bottom, the talent LSU has, you would expect them. It's not like, in baseball, the way it is, you don't win every game out or, you can lose that middle of the week game. But I would expect them to be 3-0 after the weekend and take care of Monroe, Army, and Air Force.
Bobby, have yourself a good weekend, man.
All right, K-Dog.
All right.
Yeah, just working with mom and dad right now, getting them in the assisted living. So
I know that's stressful, man. I know that's a lot to deal with.
Yes, I got so emotional because when, they've been in their house since 1965 and then had to leave with them. And I even got choked up because of how they were. So, but that's all. Like my dad said, hey, that's life. You just have to move on. But again, thanks for your support, though, and helping me out.
You bet, Bobby. Take care, man.
All right. Okay, dog. Okay. Goodbye.
The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Texter points out after Bobby says AD burned too many bridges. And Texter's right. Bridges are important in New Orleans. The river, the lake, You know, got all kinds of bridges in this metropolitan area. What do you make of the AD saga? I mean, I was glad to see it somewhat come to an end. I think that was a statement today by Gail Benson, the owner, firing Dell Demps. They're going to overhaul, promising overhaul of the Pelicans basketball operations. I mean, it's done. He's still on the team, but I think you saw him play his last game as a New Orleans Pelican, and it's unfortunate just because he could have gone out, because he had a really good run here in New Orleans. He could have gone out with respect from the Pelicans fans. I think most Pelicans fans at the end of it would have been like, all right, hey, didn't work here in New Orleans. Hope you go win what you want to win, championships. But in this case, I don't think there's any carryover. I don't think there's going to be any fans that are going to be looking at Anthony Davis down the road, wherever he lands, Boston, L.A., or wherever, and be pulling for AD. That was a disgusting display of sportsmanship last night, walking out on your teammates. I've got heartburn with that. I just do. Coming back to after our CBS and local news headlines to your calls at 504-260-1870, text 870-870. This is Sports Talk on WWL. Got a text here at 870-870 saying, y'all are whining. This business is business. Nah, it's not business. You don't walk out like that. You have some business decorum if it truly is business. Another one asks, well, what about if he's going to seek medical attention outside of the building? First off, if it's a contusion, if it's a bruise, then you can certainly wait till after the game. Go sit with your teammates, support them in a victory or defeat. Turned out to be a victory. But don't give me this, oh, he was looking for, you know, a medical attention. It was a contusion, and he walked out with his agent. And I always found this weird when I was covering the Saints on a day-to-day basis as a sideline reporter, agents being that close where they're going to games. It's clear in this Anthony Davis saga that Rich Paul of Clutch Sports is the one pulling all the strings for AD. He's the puppet master right now. Clutch Sports. They're not coming through in the clutch here. This is not the clutch. Man. What a disaster for AD. Ken in New Orleans, you're back on, Ken. I had to go with the Cajun Cannon for a minute, but you're back on.
Yeah, okay. I'm looking at this. I don't know, but something needed to happen, and for some strange reason that the Pelicans couldn't come up with anything. First and foremost, the Cleveland Cavaliers sent J.R. Smith home months ago. They said they were going to try to treat him at the deadline. They couldn't. They were not fined. They did not pay a fine. What the NBA told the Pelicans was that they did not identify a proper basis to hold Davis out of games. So now we have a proper basis to hold him out of games. See what I'm saying? So I don't know if the Pelicans failed to do their due diligence and figuring out a way how to get him off the court, or finally his agent decided, hey, man, this is not working. You got to do something to piss him off, so they'll maybe suspend you. And I think
that's exactly how this unfolded. This is exactly how this unfolded, Ken. Yeah. I think it was orchestrated by his agent, Rich Paul. I just said he's the puppet master. I want to go back to something. Thanks for the call, Ken. I want to go back to something about walking out, okay? Now, these guys don't live in the same world that you and I live in, Don in Lakeview, Jules in Algiers, Mary in New Orleans. They don't live in our world, okay? A lot of them, for all intents and purposes, in particular basketball players, at that age, the star players, they're entitled. They feel entitled. They are a bit of a crybaby. But if I'm expressing to WWL that I'm unhappy and I want to move on, but I'm under contract, and I can't move on until my contract expires, but then I don't show up for a radio show, what happens to me? I get fired, right? I get fired, flat out. Not going to happen to Anthony Davis because the collective bargaining agreement and the CBA. The players union in the NBA is so powerful. It's unbelievably powerful. And I could tell you the thought process behind the Pelicans playing Anthony Davis, even though they couldn't trade him. Look, Tom Benson, even though he's passed away, his fingerprints are still all over the Saints and the Pelicans. And he comes from a very, very old school mindset of, hey, I'm not paying you not to work. I'm not going to do it. So therefore, they played him. Now we're into this soap opera. I mean, I feel like I'm watching, remember the Days of Our Lives and from 11 a.m. to what, 1 p.m.? That's basically what this is. This is an exact soap opera. it's pretty gross. I never got into soap operas. I don't want them in sports. We'll step away and come back for Don in Lakeview, Jules in Algiers, Mary in New Orleans, Joe in New Orleans, Joey in Pearl River, often frequent texter, along with Jerry in LaPlace. I got one line open at 504-260-1870. Who's the bad guy in this situation? Is it AD? Is it the Pelicans? 504-260-1870. And if you were the Pelicans, what would you do with Anthony Davis for the remainder of the year? Would you even let him set foot on the court? You cannot, as an organization, do that. It cannot happen. Sit tight. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. My, how different it is to be a Pelicans fan these days compared to right around this time last year. They got hot after the All-Star break, made the playoffs without Boogie Cousins. And here we are talking about Anthony Davis possibly playing his last game as a New Orleans Pelican last night, walking out on his teammates, saying he wants out of New Orleans. Ooh, my shoulder. I got a little bruise on my shoulder. Look, this might be a blessing in disguise. A texter pointed this out, and I'm going to add to it. That now, instead of the Pelicans being held their feet to the fire about, oh, you're letting, you know, superstar players walk out of the building or get out of the building all the time. Now, because of his actions, everybody's saying, good riddance, see you later. But this also could be a blessing because, you know, for those, I thought for a while, oh, why don't you just surround AD with enough talent to win here? Well, we're learning that he's that immature and he's not a leader. I don't think if you'd have gotten the right pieces in place down here, he would have been able to do that effectively because he doesn't have the maturity to do so. So this might, in all, be a blessing in disguise. I know it's never good to lose a player of his caliber, but it makes you wonder, could it have really ever worked out here, even if they surrounded him with enough talent to win a championship? Now, the approach of Dell Demps is now proven wrong, right? These experienced veterans that that's the model he took, trading away draft picks and adding veteran players with some experience instead of building through the draft around AD. I don't think either one would have worked because we're now seeing AD in his true colors. Yeah, he's got the talent to be paired with someone like a LeBron James to win a championship, an NBA title, but if he's got to be the guy, the face, he can't handle it. Don in Lakeview, what's going on, Don? You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian, how are you?
I'm good.
There's one thing I got to disagree with you on. Rich Paul's not the puppet master. LeBron's the puppet master because LeBron, this is what he wanted all along.
I'll give you that, Don.
He's tried to get Anthony Davis at the Lakers, and you know what? I don't blame the Pelicans for
Don,
turning
let me,
it down.
Don, let me step in real quick. I'll qualify that. When I'm talking about, yes, you're right. The grand puppet master is LeBron because he's orchestrating his deal. But I'm talking about the guy that's operating Anthony Davis right now is Rich Paul,
right.
And he's the puppet master.
Yeah,
so
no,
I'll
no
qualify
question.
It
On
that way.
On behalf of LeBron, yeah, that's right. I agree with that. Now this is the thing. You know, I'm a Pelicans fan, but I haven't gotten actively involved because, number one, I didn't like how Dell Demps was what he was doing for what you just said. I didn't like that model. Thought it was bad. They just want the money. They don't want anything else. Secondly, I'm blown away by Anthony Davis and showing his true colors to be manipulated this way to where he was a guy that was put on the same level in some ways as Drew Brees, and yet he has completely done – it almost makes me wonder if he's not psychotic. Because he is just completely flipped away from what people thought he was. And as Charles Barkley said, Anthony Davis is going to lose his image as being one of the nicest guys around. And it seemed like he always was, and now he's not, the way he's acting. The other thing I'm looking at is this whole thing, and trust me, I believe you know what I do. And it doesn't surprise me one bit that this was a ploy. It was an act.
Sure.
I don't believe one minute that he's got a shoulder bruise.
Me neither.
I think it was from the get-go that, you know, let's find a way to get out of here. What's the best way? Hey, what's the best way to stop a clock when you don't have any timeouts? Fake an injury. So fake an injury, and now everybody's off the hook. The Pels don't have to pay any money. He can basically sit on the side.
No, they got to pay him money.
Maybe it is a blessing.
They got to pay him money.
Well, but
unless
I mean,
they suspend
the NBA,
him.
But if he doesn't play, are the Pels responsible because wasn't there the the edict handed down by the NBA that you have to play him, otherwise we can fine you?
No, that never happened, Don. They never threatened to fine the New Orleans Pelicans if they didn't play Anthony Davis. Now, what they didn't do is designate a certain term for Anthony Davis that would allow them to sit him during a nationally televised game or sit him in general. So now, though, with an injury, there's an injury designation you can attach to it, or with him walking out, you could say that's conduct detrimental to the team and ultimately suspend him, which he would lose money there. But if he's just sitting on the bench, he's getting paid. If he's dismissed,
okay, right,
or if he's put on some sort of, hey, go away, you're suspended, unless he did something. See, what could get real nasty here is, say they suspend him for conduct detrimental to the team. Well, the CBA spells out how many games he can miss for that. And if the Pelicans go over that, then there's going to be some crying from the NBA Players Association, and then he'll come back and we'll have to do this charade again, and because he's going to want his money. While you're on some sort of conduct detrimental to the team suspension, they can take some of your money, but only for so long. So it's really tricky and dicey.
Yeah, right. Thanks for that clarification. Now, here's the other thing, and I heard this last night, and of course, this was before anybody knew how the extent of his injury. Well, now he's considered damaged goods, right, in the eyes of some people. So now there's going to be some of these teams going to say, well, wait a minute, what about this shoulder problem? Maybe we're not going to be so quick to rush in and try to get Anthony Davis. He could be some damaged property. And so who's got the cards again? Are the Lakers. And so they can sit back and offer up. And the way I pose it is they were offering up coyotes. You can either offer pedigree or you can offer coyotes. And what they wanted to give was a whole kennel full of coyotes. We really got nothing from the Lakers.
Don, you know that
win-lose deal.
You know that the Pelicans have Anthony Davis for another year, right? They have a year technically to trade him. I don't see it going that long, but they do have a year. And I get your concern about the injury, but before they at the end of the year, here's the thing, Don. He'll have to come into the Pelicans organization and do a physical, right? And they'll check out all his injuries. They'll do an exit physical with him, and they will be able to send that to the league office, which is shared for the rest of the NBA teams. So they can try to do that. The Lakers can try to do that. It won't work. Thanks for the phone call, Don. Jules, Mary, Steve, Joey, Jerry, and Wayne, you're up next. This is Sports Talk on WWL. Text here at 870-870. AD is right. He's stuck on a team with no management, no good deal, no nothing. Run, AD, run. He's right. I said that from the start. But now, because you're playing, and you said all you want to do is play, now you're getting injured, what looks to be a phantom injury at best, just stand up and say, I don't want to play. Okay, fine, AD, you don't want to play. Cool. But now you open yourself up to so much criticism when you see what you saw. Go look at it. It's on our website, WWL.com. The call last night, it was, I mean, by NBA standards, it was not even very physical at all. Then he leaves the game in the third quarter? Come on. It's hard to defend AD at this point. I know there's some out there that are going to try really hard, but it's really, really difficult to sell me on that at this point. 2 weeks ago, January 28th, 29th, after the trade demand was put out there, sure, I would have stood with you and defended him as well, because I think he did deserve a chance to get out of New Orleans. But his actions since then don't tell me that he just wants to play. They don't tell me he's a good teammate. They don't tell me he truly cares about the Pelicans or the city of New Orleans. Jules in Algiers. Go ahead, Jules. You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian, I just have a few issues I'd like to address. One is, when AD made it clear that he wanted to be traded, he was letting the Pelicans know, I no longer want to play for you. All right? So now, of course, he's under contract, but we've seen when these star players say, I want out, then the teams do everything they can to move them out, because eventually they're going to become a distraction. Eventually they're going to do things where they're not playing. Now, when a team organization, say, for instance, like Harrison Barnes, he was sitting on the bench and he was traded at halftime. Was he given some notice? Did the team organization act with some class to trade a man sitting on the bench at halftime? So now I hear you saying,
"Wait, what's wrong? What's wrong, Jules, with trading a player at halftime? Well, how is that classless?"
Well, let me finish.
I know. That's what I'm asking.
I was in the process of saying that.
Okay.
So now, you do owe your employee at least the respect to say, "Hey, listen, we're trying to trade you." All right, but not to find out at halftime that you've been traded, and you say that's business. But when a player says, "I want to be traded," now he's classless. It's not business.
No. You heard me wrong, Jules.
Now it becomes personal.
Jules, you heard me wrong.
It becomes personal.
Jules, I did not hold on, Jules. I did not at all say ever that Anthony Davis is classless because he wanted out of New Orleans. If anything, I've defended him when he demanded the trade. Now, what I would say is his actions after that trade request and the Pelicans digging in a little bit deeper and saying, "Hey, we're going to do this on our terms, not yours." And they stood up to Rich Paul and Anthony Davis in those requests and didn't allow the Lakers nor Rich Paul to demand and dictate the pace and what the compensation was going to be for Anthony Davis when it was a clear orchestration for him to go to the Lakers. I did not say he was classless by demanding a trade. I just want to be clear on that, Jules.
Okay. Well, you have fans who are saying he's classless, that he's hurt his reputation. Well, you know, in the world of sports, as we all know, a superstar does not need a letter of recommendation to get hired again. So Anthony Davis eventually is going to get with a team, whether it's the Lakers or whoever. He's going to continue to make his $200 million.
Sure,
his life is still going to be beautiful. So saying, like Charles Barkley saying, "Oh, he's hurt us." Anthony Davis has not hurt himself. He's a superstar.
To a degree, I agree with you, but I also agree with Charles Barkley. He's hurt his image that he is a good teammate. I mean, there's no other way to slice it. Is that when you walk out on your teammates, you're not a very good teammate. Jules, good call. I appreciate the conversation, but at no point did I ever say Anthony Davis was classless because he demanded a trade. His actions thereafter, since January 28th, have largely been classless. If you're on hold, sit tight. Coming to you next hour. Also, Ollie Cosell, thebirdwrites.com, next here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.